This is KTWHLP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota, radio with the lake view. We are getting ready for our beet farm, so give it up for my dad's calling.
Hello, you're tuned into the Beet Farm Show at KTWH, 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and streamed at ktwh.org in case you have to tune in outside of our listening range. Thanks for making us your radio choice this evening. The Beet Farm Show is all about local singer-songwriters live in the studio and can be heard on Fridays from 5 to 6 p.m. These sessions are all replayed the following Sunday at 3 p.m. This one will just be repeated at 3 in 2 days. Everyone can access archived shows of all kinds at ktwh.org, where Leslie and Carl and our Beet Farm Show is live on the third Friday of the month, like today. Let's get to know our guests. We have multiple guests in the studio today, and we'll also learn about their music. Welcome to the three young people. I call them young people. I think the oldest is maybe 15, and they're here in the studio with their instruments. So I'm going to ask you each to introduce yourselves, if you would. And let's start here with Jupiter Sadowski.
My name is Jupiter Sadowski. I am 15. I go to Duluth East High School, and I play bass guitar in My Dad's Calling.
That's right. I forgot to say, that's the name of their band, My Dad's Calling. And now we have Leo introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Leo. I'm 12 years old. I go to EOC, and I play guitar and sing in My Dad's Calling.
The band My Dad's Calling. And then we have Eva.
I'm Eva. I'm 13. I play the drums in Cajon. And I go to North Star Academy.
Cool. All right. I do want to say that Leo's last name is Sipola, and Eva has her a cajon here today, but I understand you play a whole drum set sometimes. Is
yes.
that right? Yeah. I mean, you have a hi-hat and all that all?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Cool. All right. They got together at the Music Resource Center in Duluth. But I'm going to have them play a song right now before we really get into some details about other things and what they're all about. So here's your first song. What's the name of it?
Vampire Empire by Big Thief.
Vampire Empire by Big Thief. I like it. And here you go.
TV tired, bleeding on the bed. The milk's just expired and all the leaves are dead. I'm not quiet, you've been quiet, just receiving what you said. Reeling, feeling filled by everything you fed. I see you as you see yourself through all the books you read. Overrun with guilt and realizing the disease. You give me chills, I've had it with the drills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. Empty till she fills, live until she kills. Your vampire empire, I am falling, yeah, falling, yeah. I see you there rejecting all your earthly power, protecting and dissecting till you've emptied every hour. We jump into the pond and you come under the shower. You lay upon my pillow and you open like a flower. I wanna see you naked, I wanna hear your scream. I wanna kiss your skin and your everything. I wanna be your woman, I wanna be your man. I wanna be the one that you could understand. You give me chills, I've had it with the drills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she fills, alive until she kills. Your vampire empire, I am falling, yeah, falling.
last time. It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow, where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, and I can't keep control. Turn me inside out, and you want me outside in. You spin me all around, and you ask me not to spin. You say you wanna be loved, and you want children. You wanna be with me, you wanna be with him. You give me chills, I've had it with the drills. I'm nothing, you are nothing, we are nothing with the pills. I'm empty till she fills, alive until she kills. In a vampire empire I am falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah. Falling, yeah.
All right. Woo. Okay, and that was Leo Sipola. 12 years old, singing lead on that, and Eva Ellis on the cajon, and Jupiter Sadowski, 15 years old, on electric bass guitar. Very nice. So, and again, that was called Vampire Empire, right?
Yes.
And who made that famous, or what band?
Big Thief.
Big Thief, yeah. A group I'm not really familiar with, but then I listen to old lady music. Rightfully so. And again, the three of them are in a band called My Dad's Calling. And I got to find out how you came up with that name.
It's an inside joke.
Is it appropriate for radio?
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool. Let's hear it.
One day... Jupiter's dad was calling him, and I and Eva both don't have dads, and so he was like, oh, 1 second, my dad's calling. And then we're like, oh yeah, our dads are calling too.
Oh.
And so we all just like, yeah,
yeah, okay.
We have dads calling.
So we do that randomly.
So, oh. Yeah, my dad's calling.
Oh, that's cute. Very, very cute. Like you're in class and you don't want to be there. I got to go. My dad's calling.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good, I'm glad I asked you that. Let's talk just a little bit before we get to another song about how you got your starts in music. I mean, you know, you just didn't get to the MRC, or maybe the MRC was your start. I don't know. How did it happen? How did you guys get together? And My Dad's Calling, how did it get started? Honey, you can sit on that chair.
No, it's fine.
All right.
I originally met these two. I was volunteering at a summer camp for MRC, and those two were campers. And that's how I originally met them. And they were like, hey, at the end of the camp, you should join a band with us. And I was like, okay, why not? And I agreed.
Were you teaching there then?
It was more of a volunteering,
yeah.
Like keeping track of all, because there was like probably 15 kids there.
Uh-huh.
Like, and the MRC staff. What?
There's a lot of kids.
There's a lot of kids. And it was more of just helping out the MRC staff, keeping track of everyone. And there was a couple young people who played some instruments to me that I was able to help out just a little bit with.
Nice. All right. And I know the listeners are hearing you say the MRC, and we have to go back to that. Some listeners might remember hearing about it, but it's the Music Resource Center that's housed right now at Sacred Heart Music Center in Duluth. And it will someday be moved to the new armory that will eventually be built there in Duluth. And so that's going to be way cool. But that's where you meet the MRC teachers and students meet there. And what kinds of things do you get to learn there?
We can learn, like, a lot of different things. There can be lessons. Sometimes, like, I had one of the workers help me out with, like, math stuff or science.
Sure, it can be a homework kind of a thing,
yeah.
Too, neat.
Yeah.
And it's, like, always, like, a place where you can hang out if you need to.
Nice, yeah.
It's also a place where they offer recording equipment, so that's where I've, like, just kind of started to learn how to use somewhat recording equipment. I'm not super good at it yet, but it's nice to learn and have access to those materials.
Yay, you're reading my mind. That was going to be another one of our my questions. So it's meeting up with other musicians who might be around your age, learning about recording. Have you ever recorded yourselves in there?
Me and one of my friends at camp at Music Resource Center, me and Eileen, we recorded over the summer, me, Jupiter, and Eileen, we all recorded one of my old songs. I actually played here last year. It was about my cat.
Okay.
But we recorded that one, but me and Eva and Jupiter haven't recorded a song yet.
Oh, okay. So you do some recording over there. And since you brought it up, I do want to say that, Leo, you were here in 2023. I think it was about a year and a half ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Anyway, that was amazing just by yourself. And so is this a little easier for you with your...
Yeah,
I'll bet. Yeah, and plus you're that much older, you know, and have had some experience. How about another song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Next is Time Lapse.
Is it... Either Tired Days or Time Lapse.
Oh, I get those two mixed up.
Well, they're both T words.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Okay, let's see if I remember.
Wait, which one are we doing?
The beat for this. Tired Days.
Okay. Oh.
All right. So this one's called Tired Days, I heard you say. And is this an original?
Yes, it is.
All right. And who wrote this one, or did you write it together?
Me and Eva mainly wrote this one.
Mainly I think you.
Mainly both of us.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go. Tired Days by, we'll just call it by My Dad's Calling.
Tired days. I lay in my bedroom waiting for someone to knock on my door. Tired eyes, I listen to my walls, the rain pouring outside. Tired breath, tired sighs, tired ways, the ways I cry. Cracks are in the walls and dents are in the floors. Floors are broken up, but I haven't seen that before. The walls are tore up and the windows are stained. The chopstick that sits there isn't there today. I accidentally took a bite the other day, and now my stomach aches. Stars floating in space are like my brain, like how I'm so far from Earth, how my heart's far from yours. Heat is on, but I'm still cold. Tired days makes me feel like I'm fading away. Tired eyes can't look away from my phone at night. Let me wander with the ones who are tangled in the stars, tethered to promises. No matter how far, I wanted to be the writer, but you'll always be the words. You wanted to be the stars, but here you are, you're stuck on Earth. There's wrappers on the ground and bottles all along that wooden floor. Paper scattered all around and on the ground and bottles all along that waiting floor. Paper scattered all around, pencils broken long before.
All right, yeah. Tired Day. A song written by My Dad's Calling, our trio that's here today. And the lead, the singer on that one was Leo Sipola, 12 years old, also playing guitar. And we have Jupiter Sadowski, 15 years old, on bass. I just want to repeat these, the members, the names of the members. Eva Ellis, 13, on cajon. You know, one time, Leo told me you've only been playing drums for a year. Is that right?
I think so.
Wow, that's way cool. Do you get to play with other people besides here, these folks?
Yeah, there's a couple, like, workers at MRC that we play with sometimes.
Like tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Axel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And you play drums with Shauna.
I play drums with Shauna.
All right. Weaver?
No.
Oh, a different
Shauna Willie.
Yeah. Shauna Willie. And, you know, I'm pretty sure I know her folks because I think they also taught in the Superior School District when I did.
So many cool. Shaunas.
Yeah. Yeah, there are. It was a very, very popular name all of a sudden. Yeah. Can you, one at a time, can you tell us a little bit, and this is a good idea for you, yeah. Tell us a little bit about, like, where you go to school, if you are involved in music at school or anything like that, something about what school you go to or what schools you have gone to in the past. You know, that's what I'd like to start out with because I'm curious what elementary school you went to. Was there music there? Why don't you start, Jupiter?
Yeah, I currently go to Duluth East High School, where I am involved in orchestra, the orchestra program headed by Byron Klimek. I play violin there. I've been playing violin for about, probably 4.5 to 5 years
now. Oh, way cool.
Because I picked it up actually when I was in middle school at Ordean East. As for music in elementary school, I went to Homecroft Elementary. And there we did have a music program, but it wasn't very specialized, like in a band, choir, orchestra scenario. It was more of a, like, this is a weekly music class that you get to go to.
A general music, like, and mostly you did singing?
It was singing, and then I think we did recorders for, like, a month.
Oh, everybody all over the country does recorders in fourth grade, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's still very, very popular all over the country. Yeah, thanks, Jupiter. So, but you said you mostly play violin and orchestra in school. And how did you get to play the bass?
Well, I'm going to be honest, I'm not super familiar with playing the bass. After the other two invited me to be in a band with them, I was like, I mean, okay, what should I do now? Because we already have a guitar player, we have a drummer. I was like, I did guitar lessons for probably about 6 months at one point, and I wasn't a huge fan of private lessons. So I was like, hey, I know somewhat how to play a guitar-shaped instrument, so I just picked up a bass, and here
Way
we are.
Way cool. It's, you know, it's a little bit more basic than playing chords on a guitar, and in my opinion, just about anybody can pick it up, but you do have to have an ear. You know, I found out late in life that I could sing, well, early in life, that I could sing harmony to just about anything. But then when I started playing the bass, I figured out my harmonies are the bass part octaves higher. So maybe you don't sing, and maybe you can if you just sang an octave higher, whatever notes, bass note you're playing on that electric bass there. I think it's way cool.
Yeah, I think I could try singing, but I think these two definitely have it down because Eva does sing occasionally in some of her songs, and I'm fine where I am.
Yeah, if you change your mind and just want to dabble in it and maybe not even do it with the group, let me know. I'm free. Okay, I mean that in many ways, free. So, how about another song?
Sure.
Do you want to do time lapse?
Yeah.
Okay.
Time lapse.
Yeah, time lapse.
Also by you folks.
Yes.
Yeah. I look, you forgot the chords again.
That's okay. You can discuss it.
I got to start writing them down again. Do you kind of remember what I played?
I don't remember
okay.
Them.
Okay.
Okay. Just try one and see if it goes with your first notes, and if not, try a different chord.
Oh, wait, what?
What?
Did we already play Time Lapse?
No, we did
Tired Day.
Oh, I feel like we did.
I know, they're pretty similar.
Okay, anyways.
Street lamp flickers, projecting warmth on the ground. You hold me in your arms like a blanket all is found. Playing keyboard on the floor, worried about your essay. Only 10 days late. Put your shirt on, grab your shoes. Once you walk out the door, nothing's new. We got time and we don't use it. All night you feel it, lose it. You fight and I'm just there. You forget that I can hear. Bugs are swarming in your skin. The ocean's at your door. You made or plastered in the railings on the floor. House was shaking all night long. Crying, weeping, it's a song we wrote. Gave away the guitar, cause you didn't think it through. When I said I wanted it, said it is gonna cost you and it did. You sleep all day just to get away from the truth. We got time and we don't use it. All night you feel it, lose it. And I'm just there. You forget that I can hear. My phone is low. I left my charger at home. You tried to call me, but I couldn't swipe yes or no. When I got home, you said you didn't want to talk. And when I called, I realized that my number blocked. Digging through my room because you think I took your crap. Getting mad at me cause I said I didn't like your outfit. You've been gone for years, but I haven't realized. Is this who you are? We got time, but we don't use it. All night you feel it, lose it. You fight and I'm just there. You forget that I can hear. Bugs are swarming in your skin. The ocean's at your door. The holes you made are plastered in. Railings on the floor. House was shaking all night long. Crying, weeping, it's a song we wrote.
Yeah! All right! Yeah! You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM and KTWH.org. And we have My Dad's Calling, and that song was one of their originals called Time Lapse. Yes. And there were time lapses in the lyrics, and I loved it. Very, very nice. And, you know, I do want to go over that Leo Cipolla is singing lead today. And you also wrote that song, right?
Yes.
With the help of Eva, or
yeah, Eva helped
on that one.
A little bit,
she says. Okay. And so, How did you learn to compose? Leo. I'm a 12-year-old Leo here playing guitar and composing these songs.
I've been writing songs for a while, like since I was 9, I can remember. I would write songs, and a lot of them were really bad. That's part of the process, and now I can say my songs are decent. And so,
yeah.
But, like, I don't know, I kind of, like, when I was younger, I would write a lot and draw a lot because I wasn't really good at talking as much. And so eventually I just started, like, putting those into songs, and then after I learned more instruments, it just became more automatic. Like, whatever I wrote down in my notebook would either be a poem or a song, and I would share it in some way, and that just became, like, my outlet and stuff.
I love that. I love that, sharing how you really do it. I know that there are probably a lot of people listening who are saying, you know, she's so young, I wish my kid could do that. But what you're saying is you just started doing it. Nobody said, here's how you do it.
Yeah.
This is what you, yeah. I know a little bit about songwriting. And actually, there's just a couple of things that I could tell you if you wanted to ever, have some time, just us or the whole group and me. It'd be okay. It's songwriting, you know, really, the people who perform, a lot of people are playing guitar these days, and singing is really popular. I so love that, for all different ages. Everybody gets more and more popular with, I think, probably the TV shows that show non-professionals playing instruments and singing and stuff, but not everybody's a composer.
Yeah.
And so that's a category all by itself, but that doesn't mean that people can't learn to compose. So I really appreciate your work so far, and I think you have a good start on, you know, doing some really significant songs, composing some really significant songs, even more than what you're doing with My Dad's Calling. Let's see. You know, I'm just going to take a minute and you guys relax, because I have an important announcement, a radio station announcement, and I don't think it's too early. On March 30th, our radio station is going to have a really cool live event at Two Harbors High School. And March 30th, that's a little over a month away, like 5 weeks away. So we're going to be at the Two Harbors High School. And from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock, there's going to be what is being referred to as a health and wellness expo. People will be there with all sorts of information, especially for adults, but also for kids, to come in and learn about health and wellness initiatives in our communities, and some really, really cool people telling about what they've studied. But then from 3 to 5 o'clock is a really fun variety show up on the stage. I mean, there's going to be people there like Aaron Aldridge, the DSSO concertmaster. She'll be, you know, and she also plays with Danny Frank. And they'll be, Danny Frank isn't going to be there, but Aaron is going to be there. Let's see, Colleen Myrie, Sonia Martin of Feeding Leroy. You might know that name. Anyway, there's going to be whole bunch of people there. Steve Sokola, Kaylee Matuzak, she's going to be our MC. And it's going to be really fun from 3 to 5 o'clock. Leo has a note there. I like that. It says, thank you, my
Another
dad's
Leo.
Going. Keep on doing your music. I love that. Another Leo who is affiliated with the station, you know. And he's wishing you luck. I like that. Anyway, March 30th, all you listeners, please take note right now. Put that on your calendar. Maybe your calendar is pretty empty right now, but March 30th from 1 to 3, the Health and Wellness Expo, and from 3 to 5, the big variety show, musical variety show. It's going to have comedy. It's going to have some of the biggest name entertainers in the Duluth Superior area. You know, the Fish Heads will be there. It's going to be way cool. So maybe you three could even come.
That'd be cool.
It would be way cool. It's going to be very, very fun. And anybody who is kind of interested, maybe go online for more information at ktwh.org. You can find there how to get tickets, probably more about each of the entertainers, and you'll see me there. You'll see Carl there, Carl who's sitting next to me, and it's going to be really, really fun. So, how about another song?
Perfect. This is Sailor Song by Gigi Perez.
Sailor Song?
Yes.
All right.
I saw her in the riotous way, looking like an Hathaway, laughing while she ate her pet and coughed and coughed. And then she came up to my knees, begging, baby, would you please do the things you said you'd do to me, to me. Oh, won't you kiss me on the mouth and love me like a sailor? And when you get a taste, can you tell me what's my flavor? I don't believe in God, but I believe that you're my savior. My mom says that she's worried, but I'm colored in his favor. And when we're getting dirty, I forget all that is wrong. I sleep so I can see you, 'cause I hate to wait so long. Sleep so I can see you, and I hate to wait so long. She took my fingers to her mouth, the kind of thing that makes you proud, that nothing else had ever worked out. Worked out. And maybe I tried other things, but nothing can capture the sting of the venom she's gonna spit out right now. Oh, won't you kiss me on the mouth and love me like a sailor? And when you get a taste, can you tell me what's my flavor? I don't believe in God, but I believe that you're my savior. I know that you've been worried, but you're dripping in my favor. And when we're getting dirty, I forget all that is wrong. I sleep so I can see you, 'cause I hate to wait so long. I sleep so I can see you, and I hate to wait so long. And we can run away into the walls inside your house. I can be the cat, baby, you can be the mouse. And we can laugh off things that we know nothing about. We can go forever until you wanna sit it out.
Nice. All right. Very, very good. That really, I really like that one. And plus it has, it's about a sailor, well, and my grandson is in the Navy. So, of course, I would share the words to that song with him if you had them written out. Anyway, Sailor Song, and that was by G.G. Perez. And that is the person who made it popular or the person who wrote it or both. Do you know?
I think they wrote it.
Yeah. Okay. Good. So you said, I think Eva I don't think both of you. I'm just thinking out loud right now, but maybe you all play it at, you do play music at the Music Resource Center, even though you do other things and you don't always play with each other. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, and when you said sometimes you can have private lessons, what kind of private lessons are there at the Music Resource Center that's housed in Sacred Heart right now?
I'm not sure of all of them. I do drums with Shauna.
Mm-hmm.
There's just whatever the workers know how to play, and so, like, some, they play a lot of different things.
I think somebody teaches flute.
Yeah, there's
somebody
flute, piano, drums, guitar, bass.
Violin.
Yeah.
Oh, right. And then, and so you just kind of, if you go there, and, well, let's talk about that a little bit. Because some parents or some children who are young people who are listening might be interested. When does it meet? How do you go there? What I mean, you go to school during the day. So then, what happens after school?
It's an after school program, from I think 3:30 to 7:00. It's pretty much open to like. It's open to kids. There is, you can get scholarship to go there, but it also, there is a fee for the year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much it is, but it's not that much. But you can sign up for lessons, and you can just go there and like practice on instruments or record.
And there are instruments there.
Yes,
because
there's a
lot. You have everybody today is playing an instrument from the Music Resource Center.
Yes.
With special permission.
Yes.
Yeah. And so you just go there and then you have various options and teachers there to help you.
Yes.
And again, that's a Music Resource Center. I know a year and a half ago when you were here, Leo, Shauna Weaver came with you, or she came later or something and talked about it, and that was about a year and a half ago. So I can't say enough about it. You know, I really think the Music Resource Center gave a leg up to several young musicians in the Duluth Superior area. I'm the one who sent Born Too Late. I sent them there for the first time. I said, you got to go to the Music Resource Center, after they'd been playing, and they were, you know, 11 and 12, I think, at the time. Look how far they've come. Did you have something to say, Carl?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought you were reaching over. How about another song, then?
Fairy song?
Yes.
Okay, so there isn't, we never really, like, made a title for this, because it was going to be Dream Fever, but then
We just kept calling it Fairy Song.
Yeah, because it just, like, has fairies in it. But, right. Yeah. This is another original.
All right.
Are you playing with it?
No, there's no bass part. There's no bass part in this one.
Oh, okay.
I forgot.
In midnight soft embrace where shadows softly weave, fairies dance on starlit hues in a world that won't deceive me. Whispers of moonlight, secrets in the breeze. With every shut of the eye, we find our inner peace. Oh, dream fever, take me higher through realms where hearts unite like fire. In the enchanted veil we glide on magic wings, let love decide. Petals fall like promises on pathways lined with gold. A tapestry of wonders and stories yet untold. the lullaby of nightingale calling from afar, guided by the shrimling lights of a thousand distant stars. Oh, dream fever, take me higher through realms where hearts seem like fire. Enchanted that we glide on magic wings that love the side. In every tale I've told, our souls start to grow old. The fairy's breath, the love bug's bite, lost in colors swirling, our wishes intertwine. You can lead the way, this dream will be divine. Oh, dream fever, take me higher through realms where hearts unite like fire. In the enchanted veil we guide on magic wings, lest the more dissipate. So hold me close, don't let go, let's let love decide. Sweet dream feather, together we'll take flight. We can be divine, just sleep another night. We can be divine, just take flight.
Oh, really, that is a great song. And
I guess I can do this one. The last words. Fairy song, right? And I mean, that repeated the title of the song.
Yeah.
Very, very nice one. You know, I do have to mention that Eva, on your cajon, you are keeping such a steady beat.
Thank you.
You know, that's not always easy when the words are maybe faster and sometimes smooshed together because it's a long sentence like I'm doing right now. Mm-hmm. And then the words go back to a different rhythm and you keep the steady beat.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's not easy. And for this song, of course, for every song, Leo, you sing so in tune.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful thing. It must have, and I just asked your mom on a note if you've had voice lessons, but she said not really. Did you have some?
Well, at my old school, North Star, we did have choir lessons, but then I dropped choir. And even when we did have lessons, I didn't really go because I'd often forget about them because they'd be like during a class or something.
Oh, yeah, and you have to leave the class.
Yeah, and so I didn't go to many, but I did have a little bit of help.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just have a natural voice for it.
Thank you.
But of course, just like keeping a steady beat is way cool, but there are some fancy percussion things that a person can learn with lessons, and same thing with voice. Some other things you can do with your voice, there are so many things about music, so you can learn to sing louder and softer. You can learn to sing smoother and choppier. And there's so many things that you can learn to do with your voice that a voice teacher can help with. But for right now, you guys are just rocking it. I mean, you're just right on. And when you play bass, although you weren't on this one, Jupiter, you're doing a great job. And I know it must feel different than a stand-up bass, but it's all the same principle. Let's see. I was going to ask then, where have you guys performed that some people who are listening today might know? Because I heard you talk about a few places. So where have you been, either in this exact configuration of this trio or similar?
We've played a couple different times at Music Resource Center at, like, sometimes they have open mics.
Right.
Or something.
Have we played all together at that one?
Well, I don't think, actually,
we
yes.
Played we played with Eileen.
Yeah, we played with Eileen and Axel. So it was a little bit more people than just us. But,
uh-huh. At the Music Resource
yes.
Center. Yeah.
I think there was an open mic with, I forget what place, but it was cool. And we played at an event called Boobville.
Yeah.
Whoa, Boobville. What is Boobville?
I don't exactly know what it was.
It's kind of like, so every year around like Christmas time, there's Bentleyville, and everyone knows about Bentleyville, but it's so busy. And so eventually, like, I guess it started a while ago, but these people have this huge house, and they were like, let's have a big event. They have 3 days, sometime in December, of Boobville, and it's like this big light show. They have lights and different events and bands. It's really cool, but it's meant to just be like kind of a mockery of Bentleyville.
Yeah. And it's right in Duluth somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a block away from MRC or something.
Yeah, it's really close.
Oh, okay. Huh. Yeah, I didn't know about that. And, you know, there is another place in Superior. It was for somebody's birthday party.
An album release party.
An album release party. And that was for whom?
That was for Born Too Late.
Right. And you were at Havana's, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because we got there right after you played. Carl and I went there because Jesse Nelson is a friend of ours, and we knew all the Nelsons were going to be there. And we also went to eat, which we liked what we had there, but you guys played right before we got there, I guess. Yeah. All right. And so, Jupiter, didn't you say that you also played, besides orchestra, violin in orchestra, that you also played in another group besides this? Or no?
No, I have not played in another group besides this one. I think I mentioned I did private guitar lessons at one point.
Oh, yeah,
but
I dropped those. But, you know, I can attest to the fact that if you keep playing bass, even though it might not be where your heart is, you might get more offers to play with other people. That's what I hear happens, once in a while I've even gotten to play with other people just because I play bass a little bit, and there is a person, you folks might even know him already, he is probably 20 years old, maybe 21, and his name is Taylor Shikes. Taylor had no experience in music whatsoever, and a couple of years ago, Born Too Late said, hey, we need a bass player. Can you learn to play bass? You know, real tall guy with real nice guy. And he is playing bass. And that was only a couple of years ago that Born Too Late asked him. He's playing bass with so many different people now because bass players, there's a shortage. And so he is the bass player in several different bands. Bass... It's not easy to learn, but it's not as difficult as some instruments. And even the two of you might think about sometime having Jupiter show you what she knows on bass, because it opens some doors when you know how to play bass, because there's a shortage of bass players, as far as I know. Okay, yipes! Time goes so fast in here. How about another song?
Yeah.
And that last one was, which one did we do last? Was it Fairy Song? It was Fairy Song, yeah. And that was by you guys. And this one's going to be?
Winter Strange.
By us.
Okay.
Oh, my back hurts. Okay. I wanted to sing the song in British.
Do not sing it in British.
British? What? What?
This song, when I practice, I sing it in British sometimes.
What is in British? You mean with an accent?
Yes, that's what I mean, in a British accent.
You can do that?
See?
What? Why was it originally?
No.
It just lent itself well to?
Yeah, I just like speaking in a British accent sometimes.
Okay.
But...
Well, however, maybe you want to do one verse in a British accent and not, or whatever.
We'll have to.
We'll just let you go for it. Here's Winter Song by My Dad's Calling.
Do you remember the chords?
No.
Okay. I forgot them again.
She doesn't have to play many on the cajon.
Write them down.
Oh, wait, wait, wait. Oh, that song.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
You've got this.
Sorry, sorry, sorry.
Very nice one, Winter Strange. And, you know, that song could take up a lot of our time, us who live up here.
Yeah.
You know, strange winter, long-lasting, never-ending. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're used to it. I think we're all used to it. And most of the people who live up here are cool with living up here. Otherwise, they'd move.
Yeah. Like, even now, it's really cold, and I'm wearing tights and stuff. Like, it doesn't stop me.
Yeah, I hear you. All right. And that one was written by you folks. So, Winter Song, an original by My Dad's Calling. I know we're only going to have time, probably, for one more song. And, one time we had a group in here, no, actually a single solo fellow who just graduated from college, but he was in here a couple years ago, and we said, well, it's getting toward the end of our hour, and I said, so this is going to be your last song, and he whipped out a song called I can't remember the exact name, but the end of the show. It was called The End of the Show. So he had written a song specifically for the end of shows, and that was pretty cool. But anyway, this is going to be probably your last song. Can I ask you, before we are wrapping it up, though, do you have any gigs coming up or anything, any other place that listeners could hear you? Does the Music Resource Center at Sacred Heart allow people to just drop in and take a listen? Or
I mean, sometimes
there's open mic there.
Well, there's been people. I actually don't know who they are. Like, someone named Gary, but like he would just like listen to us sometimes during practices. Somebody knew him.
But. Yeah, Gary Banker, maybe. Anyway, so I think people can just drop in because the front door is always open, right?
Yeah, I mean.
Is that the way you come in?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so the front door is always open, and you guys are there from 3:30 to 7 on only Tuesday and Thursday, or every day?
Tuesday, Thursday, Monday, Wednesday. Every day but Friday.
Oh, every day but Friday. Yay.
Typically, our full band only meets on Tuesdays, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And full band is the three of you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, and that is a full band. I mean, that's all it takes, a full band, yeah. So you said that you really have not had individual lessons, but you all got started with the help of the teachers at the Music Resource Center.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just repeating that for, you know, for parents who are listening in going, what, 12, 13, 15 years old, and they're doing that already? The Music Resource Center helped you get your start, and that's a wonderful thing. Can you attribute your start to anything else, anybody else, like some teacher at school, or it was just, hey, let's try this Music Resource Center?
I did do a camp a couple summers ago at Beats by Girls.
Oh, wow. That's coming back to me, but I don't remember what I know about it. Was that in Duluth?
Yes, that was downtown, I believe.
All right. Well, any way that people get started, one way is to drop into the Music Resource Center and ask questions there at Sacred Heart Music Center. So I'm going to thank you three so very much for coming. It really was our pleasure. I'm sure the listeners are going to have some questions online for me, and that's okay. Some of them email me when we're done saying, hey, what about this? Or those girls, or what are those young people? I don't know. So I'll be answering some questions. And so thank you, Eva and Leo and Jupiter, for coming in. And I know it's not always an easy thing to get way up here in Two Harbors from Duluth with your instruments. And thank you, the Music Resource Center, for lending them these instruments. And hopefully you'll have your own sometime.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a hello, Santa Claus. I don't know.
Yes.
How does that happen these days? I don't know. Let's have one more song, and we might have to fade it out before it's actually the end, but you won't know about that.
Okay.
Keep playing.
Okay.
So here's your last song, and it is called
Someday.
Someday.
We also really didn't have a title for this one. We kind of just used the lyrics.
Okay. Well, that's cool. That works.
I don't know you, and you don't know. I'm nothing but the pieces of the people around me. As dust comes off the wall, I still think about that day. Someday, somewhere, some way, your pain, I hope it never fades. Someday, somewhere, some. Old house, all the neighbors flown away. The house is painted red, but the memories stay the same.
Someday you don't care, I'll lead the way. Someday I won't care that you don't know my name. Someday, somewhere, some way. Someday you'll die, but I won't cry, I'll live another day. Someday I'll figure out